Some people collect stamps, others collect coins, but for nearly four decades, a UC Santa Barbara professor has collected boxes, the type of boxes you might have in your kitchen cabinet or even on your kitchen table right now.
Every time I go to the supermarket, I look for a different box of cereal.
William Davies King says he was fascinated by the colorful artwork of the boxes.
When I was in college, I had this hunger for something to collect. As a typical student, I didn't have much money. I couldn't collect baseball cards or valuable stamps. But like anyone, I go to the supermarket, I buy things. And so it occurred to me to gear my consuming life to collecting the things of the consumed world.
King's cereal box collection is huge, more than 2,300 boxes.
Most people have brand loyalty. They want to have the same cereal, but I actually look for whatever is the latest, newest, coolest box of cereal.
He keeps the categorized collection of cereal boxes in plastic bins. King pulls out some of the flattened boxes from one of the containers.
Over here we see Tiny Toons, Mr. T.
Mr. T had a cereal?
Mr. T had a cereal, Crispy Sweet Corn and Oats. There's an OJ's in here somewhere. It's actually an orange juice flavored cereal.
There's an orange juice flavored cereal.
Yes.
On Thursday, the longtime UCSB theater and dance professor is going to share his collection with the community. In a 45 by 45 foot performance theater at UCSB, he's going to turn the boxes into one giant artwork, which he calls the Tree of Life. He started work on the project, which includes putting more than 100 boxes in the ground of the studio in the form of a trunk of a tree.
The trunk of this tree is Life cereal boxes, of which I have 120 or so. There are the cinnamons and the regulars, and there are the vanillas and strawberry Life and all sorts of varieties of Life. And then elsewhere on the floor, there will be flowers that will be composed of different colored cereals. A giant red flower that will be entirely Honey Smacks. A giant yellow flower for Cheerios.
It's also performance art. People will be able to come starting at 9 a.m. to watch him cover the floor with the colorful boxes. It's expected to be an all-day event, ending with a reception and discussion at 5 p.m.
Cereal boxes are the most vehemently expressive products you can find in the supermarket. They just announce to you, you must buy me. And they do that partly with colors. So I'm using that visual punch to create a giant mandala, a little bit along the lines of the Buddhist mandalas that are made of sand.
And just like one of the giant sand artworks, it will disappear. The mandala will be there for one day only. So while King sees it as art, getting to the boxes also meant trying and eating a lot of cereal over the years.
Did you eat all the cereal, or did you pick out some just because you like the box?
On Thursday, when I do this event, my two daughters will be here, and they, in their youth, lent themselves to eating a lot of the pre-sweetened cereals, which I don't have the greatest taste for, but they tolerated the Lucky Charms and the Cap'n Crunch and things like that. My wife is much more of a granola eater. She buys her granola out of bins.
Isn't that sacrilege? There's no box that it comes in. How could she do that?
Well, you know, she does kind of evaluate her food in terms of what's good for her. That's a somewhat lower priority for me.
This is about the art and about collecting the boxes, but best cereal.
My favorite cereal is Cheerios, especially Honey Nut Cheerios.
King says he doesn't have a favorite cereal box, and he's not offended by store brand cereal boxes, noting they're often simplistic to convey to shoppers the cereal is low cost. He's hoping the Tree of Life event will trigger memories for art lovers. Maybe they'll remember breakfast sitting at a kitchen table or being in front of the TV on a Saturday morning watching cartoons with a bowl of cereal.
Silly rabbit, tricks are for kids.
Yahoo!
There's something kind of inherently absurd about collecting because you really don't need more than one of most things, but collectors are all about having many more than one, so it is a bit absurd, but after all, we live in an absurd world.
The Tree of Life event takes place all day Thursday in the Modern Dance Studio at UCSB's HSSB building. The building's on the south side of UCSB's Event Center. It's free, with the reception at 5 p.m. At UC Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.